Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Take two on Victory Monday. All right, folks, let me know. Think the audio should be better now. No teleprompter required. That is correct. Like a songbird. All right. No doubt the equipment aging here in the Cheesehead TV New York studio. I'm going to have to get a new microphone, but hope you're all well. Hope you're having a great Monday, despite my audio shenanigans. And yeah, unsung heroes, everything I talked about before. Emmanuel Wilson, balling out. Ben Sims, balling out. Carl Brooks, balling out. Lots of dudes who won't get headlines, balling out. Love it. Absolutely love to see it. Love guys contributing in all three phases. And look, there's no doubt that the Houston Texans present a much stiffer test than the Arizona Cardinals. But man, I am marinating in the victory over the Cardinals. Never apologize for winning. Especially don't ever apologize for winning two in a row. Absolutely love it. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. By the way, speaking of fun, one last rodeo, one last ride tonight. Aaron Rodgers, that's right. He's my pick to go over 215.5 passing yards. Now, he hasn't had a 300-yard game in, like, forever, but I'm betting the old man's going to sling it around on national television, going over 215.5. Do it, folks. Get yourself some Prize Picks. In the description of this video, you'll find a link. You can join in. It's a lot of fun. Counting on you, Aaron. Don't let me down. The old man going to let me down one last time? We'll see. We'll find out. Hello, everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Jim's here. What's up, Jim? How are you? We got Jeezy Baby starting us off with the chat. What's going on, man? Can the NFC North keep up this pace? Who will fall? I doubt it, simply because they all have to play each other yet. I mean, I think the Packers-Vikings game is the only one between North opponents that's happened so far. So, you know, as things continue on here, they're going to start beating each other up. But I also think, you know, the Bears have played some pretty poor teams. The Packers have played some pretty poor teams. Like, you know, it's the road gets tougher for the NFC North from here on out. But it is kind of fascinating to watch them, like, dominate and have four teams with a winning record at this point in the season. It's pretty amazing. Steven, thanks for the super chat. Narf Dog kicks a game winner in the NFC Championship game to send Green Bay to the Super Bowl, speaking it into existence. A guy can dream, right? Go Pack, go. Rock and roll, man. From your super chat to the football god's ears, I'm not entirely sure I agree with your police work there, but hey, man, if you will it, it is no dream. Let's go. Insane. Thank you for the super chat. Nags, I love you, but Trump 2024, my friend. Well, clearly we're not friends if you're saying that, but I will say this. I welcome you here on the Cheesehead TV channel as we talk Packers, which is the one thing on this earth that I feel confident and comfortable in to welcome everyone into the fold. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what you believe, as long as you believe in the Green Bay Packers. I mean, everything else happening outside of the world of football is what it is. We probably disagree with most things in that regard, but the fact that we both cheer for the green and gold is all right by me. Greg, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hate to say it, got to trade Nixon now. Dude failed a simple task of having a pick six in six games straight. Easy peasy, LOL. I did love his return, so that pickup over the offseason. Are you talking about McKinney or Nixon? It feels like you're conflating two things right here at once. But Nixon, I thought, played well yet again. Now, I do think next week presents a much, much stiffer test than he's faced over these last 2 weeks. Harrison Jr. going down yesterday obviously helped the Packers out. They haven't really faced a murderer's row of wide receivers since that Vikings game where they were pretty roundly beaten into submission. Now, Jair missed that game. Obviously, he is back. Having Nixon opposite him is very kind of interesting and certainly has worked out well these last 2 weeks. But again, very different opponent coming up on Sunday. Noah, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Love's pre-snap ability is elite. That's as good a hard count game as I've seen. Declared blitzes and offside penalties constantly. I mean, he's been really good as far as at the line of scrimmage with the cadence pretty much since he got in the league. I remember his very first training camp. They did not do much well that first summer, but he did that well right out of the gate as far as using his hard count and getting the defense to not only declare, but maybe even jump off sides. Which, by the way, Alex Kemp and company, can we let these plays go? The amount, I would they have like three plays that could have or should have been free plays that were shut down? Nonsense, I tell you, nonsense. Let the boy cook with his hard count. But you're right, man. Not just the cadence, too. It's the use of the cadence to get the defense to declare early in the snap or early in the play clock. And that was the other thing I really liked. It was a bit of a wrinkle where they kept, more than once, they kept getting up to the line of scrimmage immediately after a play and then kind of setting and seeing what was on offer, and then Jordan kind of making adjustments, calling things out, using his cadence, getting them to declare, and then switching things around again, setting protections, what have you. You saw as the game went on, the Cardinals certainly knew they could not get home with four. I mean, all throughout the first half, they could not. I mean, Jordan could read a book back there. So they kept, you know, dialing pressure up and adding more bodies, and the Packers and Jordan sorting things out. They did a great job of picking all of that up. So yeah, I'm with you, man. He has done really, really good work at the line of scrimmage, not just yesterday, but pretty much through his time in Green Bay. No question. Mike Witt, how are you, man? I know this is a Packers stream, but how about those Cowboys? Watching Jerry miserable in the box makes me smile every time, Nags. I hear you, but at this point, I got to admit, I know I shouldn't feel this because Jerry is who he is and he represents everything he represents and definitely, you know, changed the NFL sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. But, man, at this point, it just feels like elder abuse. Like, I don't know, man. I just feel like he should be in a home somewhere, like, you know, being served a warm meal and let his son run the team. And he should just be chilling and relaxing and enjoying his golden years now, because, man, he ain't fit to run an NFL football team. And I'm pretty sure everyone in the building probably recognizes and knows this, including his family. But it's like, man, watching this guy in the box while his team is getting its ass kicked yet again. And then he's like snapping at reporters afterwards. Well, yeah, he's like a 100-year-old man and he's pissed that his team sucks. And then like the reporter's like, he's thinking about making a coaching change. And he's like, oh, what time does Matlock come on? You know, it's like, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's hard. I can't find the joy in it that I used to. Just because they've been so bad for so long, so milquetoast, haven't won damn thing. And it's all because of Jerry. You know, it's just time to turn the page, man. Everyone knows it, but of course he won't ever acquiesce to that. So I don't know. Like I said, I want to enjoy it more, but I just can't. Most of the guy here, Austin, what's going on, man? Sorry, buddy, but only one of your football teams is winning this week, and it's not going to be Chelsea. Go Reds and go Pack, go Austin. Let's go. There we go. Oh, that's right. Palmer is only going to score 3 goals in the first half instead of 4. Fair point by you. I will say, can I just comment real quickly? And this is a Packer stream, but I'm going to talk what I want to talk about. When the Premier League goes on international breaks, it is like the worst. The Saturday mornings in the fall when there's no Premier League, that is some BS. We need to figure out a way to not make that happen anymore. I know I'm new to the game relatively. Like, you know, I've only been really into Premier League for about 15, 20 years or so. And I know it's been in existence for a very long time, but man, I ain't about that life. I need Premier League every Saturday morning in the fall. It's got to happen. And all these tournaments that no one gives a shit about, like, come on. I need my Premier League. So yes, looking forward, Austin, to Chelsea coming out on top. William, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Nags, thank you for all the products you give us daily. Do you think the Packers should bring in McManus for a tryout given Narveson's struggles? This is a very popular question, William. I will say what I've said from the get-go, and I know there has been the initial report when he was, quote, cleared by the NFL, whatever that means. There's still pending litigation. I can't imagine a world where the Packers invite that into the building. And I'm not saying he's guilty or innocent or whatever. There's not a moral judgment here. I just can't fathom Brian Gutekunst saying, yes, please, we need that sideshow. And I get it, man. He can kick, no question about it. But I just can't imagine the Packers going that route. Now, maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe they bring him in later this week. I'd be surprised. But yeah, I can't imagine that's the route they go. I just can't. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. 33 is for real. Back end looking sweet. Go, Pack, go. Thomas, I feel like I'm running out of words for Evan Williams, and it's only like two games into his starting career. But, man, I talked about him all summer. Talked about him yesterday. I talked about it this morning with Andy. He's legit, man. He's legit as hell. What's crazy is that this is like two starts. Like, this is his rookie year. This is his first extended action. And he's playing at an incredibly high level. Now, again, as I just said about Nixon on the perimeter, very different animal coming into Lambeau next week. So hopefully he continues to bring it, improve as he goes, etc. You know, he hasn't arrived by any stretch of the imagination, but not just how he is physically, but his football IQ, his ability to diagnose the play against Murray on the attempted zone read there, where he comes to balance and gets him on the ground. How many times have we seen a Packers defender in that position completely whiff on that tackle, throw themselves at the ball carrier's feet, or just crash down the line and completely miss the fact that the quarterback's got the ball? Just great stuff from the rookie, man. Excited to have him back there. No doubt about it. Craig, thanks again, man. How is the Texas run D this year? I want to see all four running backs pounding the rock all day long and wear them out. That's a good question. I know their defense is highly rated in pretty much every category. I got to suspect that they have a decent run defense, but regardless, I think you will see the Packers running the ball early and often. You want to live ahead of the sticks, something the Packers were pretty successful at yesterday. There's no difference against a team like the Texans where, man, you don't want to be living in third and long against that team, which can certainly dial up the pressure. You saw back in LA 2 weeks ago how the Packers, I think one of seven or something like that, the one third down they picked up was via Jordan scramble because they were living in like third and 12 that whole game. Cannot do that, especially against the Texans. That is not a recipe for success. This is a game where I do think you will see the Packers run the ball and commit to running the ball. And it's fine if you're not picking up 10 yards a pop, if you're 5 yards a pop. If you're getting four, living in four, that's fine. You're doing well. You're ahead of the sticks. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Biggest difference I've noticed with Wilson is his vision in setting up blockers. Ben Searmans maybe doesn't get enough credit. I mean, that's what I was talking about before on the first attempt at the stream. He has not only improved in the areas where, or the primary area where a lot of kind of the focus was this summer in pass protection, but every aspect of his game seems to have taken a step forward. And it is, as far as his vision and setting things up, certainly in the screen game, you've seen him become incredibly productive. Pass protection has improved. This cat is playing leagues better than he was at the beginning of last season, for certain. Absolutely love to see it. And you're right, Ben Searmans, he's been with Matt's staff since Matt came on board, held him, one of the rare holdovers from the previous staff, and he has certainly done the job. You've seen the improvement, no question. Uncultured, how are you, man? Today's jams are March of the Villains by John Williams, Still Ballin' by Tupac, and Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang. Bangers, each and every one. March of the Villains is awesome. Good pull. Mike Witt, how are you, man? I know it was garbage time, but I liked what I saw from Chris Brooks. Ran with a purpose. Hopefully, they find a way to keep him around. Yeah, I going to be fascinating to watch what they do with him once Marshawn Lloyd is back on the roster. Speaking of which, he's eligible to come back and start practicing this week. No idea where he is in as far as his rehab and coming back from the injuries that he's been dealing with at the beginning of the season. But yeah, Brooks ran very well. And I wouldn't call it garbage time. I think that's what you're trying to do there, right? That's a four-minute offense where you're trying to salt the game away and the entire building knows you're going to run the ball, and they ran the ball effectively. Yeah, that's not nothing. It is impressive. And I know you're not dismissing it. I know, to your point, I think he ran very, very well. And you love the fact that they found that's their number four running back coming in and closing out a game. Love it. Christopher, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Love the bit of fearlessness that 10 plays with. Not a knock on Rodgers, but the 4th-and-2 throw to Watson, I just feel like is a throw Rodgers would refuse, I think is what you mean. Good to give your guys a chance. Yeah, I've seen a lot of, I posted this throw on my Twitter account earlier today, and I've seen a lot of discourse about Rodgers, Favre, what have you. Man, I think people have forgotten early on, when Rodgers was a younger quarterback, he made those types of throws, maybe not with regularity, but he made them. He certainly pushed the envelope over the middle of the field in a way he certainly didn't or hasn't in his latter years. But yeah, it's not like we haven't seen this in green and gold. But yes, I agree. Giving your guys a shot. I mean, you saw that on the zero blitz where he throws it up to Romeo and Romeo makes a play for him. Touchdown. I love the aggressive nature that Love plays with. And I understand, I've seen it. I called it out on Twitter too. I understand the, good result, bad decision crowd. Certainly you want him to take care of the football, but man, at some point, why did you come out to the ballpark? Why did you turn on your television? I wanted to be entertained. I wanted to root for my team. I wanted to find some joy in this world of ours while watching the Green Bay Packers. And yeah, is every throw going to be perfect? Is every decision going to be completely on point? No. But man, if you can't have fun and enjoy an awesome fucking throw like that, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? What? You just want to exist to go,
oh, well, actually, he should have hit that throw in the flat.
Like, yo, come on, man. And then the other kind of side of this is people saying, well, it's going to hurt him eventually. I'm worried about this down the stretch here. Man, A, worrying. Does it do any good? Does it affect any outcomes? No, not at all. And the moment that we're living in, watching Jordan Love develop as a young quarterback, and he is still a young quarterback. I understand he's been in the league for 5 years. This is his second year as a starter. He is still a young quarterback, developing, growing. And he's going to be probably throughout this season and the next. That's part of the world that the NFL is. And people trying to like dismiss or diminish, not saying that you are, but like this idea that, well, he hasn't arrived. He's not a perfect product. So he's always going to be doing this. He is still developing. I don't think you need to look much further than how he played at the end of last year into how he started this season. Didn't just automatically pick up where he left off because he's still growing as a player. And that's great. The sky is the limit for this kid. There are going to be growing pains. There are going to be bad games. There are going to be bad throws. There are going to be throws. Hell, last week we saw the pick six coming out of the end zone in LA. There's going to be those moments. He's going to continue to grow. He's going to continue to learn from those moments and hopefully becomes a MVP/Super Bowl winning quarterback again in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Enjoy the journey, man. Enjoy the journey. Craig, thanks for the super chat. How did you pick your soccer team? I married into it. My ex-wife, her whole family, she's from London. Her whole family is old school, been rooting for Chelsea forever before they got all the Russian oligarch money and became amazing, right? Old school Chelsea fans. So we always joked, I married into Chelsea, she married into the Packers. Now, obviously been divorced for a number of years now, but still love Chelsea, still root for them. And, you know, it's funny to watch when, you know, the Premier League kicked out homeboy as the owner and Chelsea was really bad and spent all this money and was still garbage, couldn't get any results, certainly couldn't score. And everyone's like, why don't you pick another team? Man, because when I pick a team, I stick with it. I lived with the Packers through the 70s and 80s, and I stuck with it. They're my team. I ain't changing now. And now we got Palmer, and we're actually playing well, so I'm down with that, too. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. I like what I see from Bullard, too. He kind of reminds me of Atari Bigby a little bit. Plays with his hair on fire all the time. I mean, you talk about relentless. That, to me, is the one word that keeps springing to mind when I watch Bullard play. There is no play that he doesn't think he can make. Like, he will, if you watch the All-22, there are plays, and there are plays that he actually does make where he comes legit from across the field to make a tackle or to be in on a tackle. But there are plays where he has no business thinking he can make a play, where he is firing a million miles an hour to go try to make a play. Give me more of that. Relentless, no doubt about it. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. With Evan Williams, what other bourbons play defensive back? Bullet Rye. This is a really good DB. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Would you say yesterday's game showed the improvements the team has made dealing with rain / weather challenges since the San Francisco game? I don't know. That's a good question. Really, I hadn't really thought of it. Mostly because I didn't think there were issues, quote unquote, in the San Francisco game. They just didn't finish. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one for me. I don't think it was a question of they didn't handle the rain well in San Francisco. I don't know. I just never really thought of it that way. That's just me. William, thanks for the super chat. Great win. If this is the D, just getting used to Halfley's D. Can't wait for the end of the year when they just can fly around. Go Pack Go. 33 is a beast. Well, that is the exciting, encouraging part, right? Much like the offense last year, growing pains early, start to play a lot of the young players. And speaking of young players, getting playing time. We've talked a lot about Evan Williams. Edrin Cooper up to over 60% of the snaps yesterday. And you heard LaFleur at his press conference talking about some alignment issues still and things to grow and work from and blah, blah, blah. But, man, he makes a difference out there. And he's getting more and more playing time. Hopefully we see, much like on offense last year, defense continue to work, grow together, and really hit their stride November into December, because that's when you want to be playing your best ball. But yeah, no question about it. Go Pack, what's up, man? How did the pass rush do yesterday? I thought they were active as hell. I thought you certainly saw, and I talked about this with Andy on the latest Let's Talk Football, which you should check out here on the channel. Certainly looked like Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary read your tweets. You know, early in the game, especially, Kenny was all over the place. And I thought he affected the game in a big, positive way. Maybe not huge on the stat sheet, but certainly getting the Cardinals off the field, wrecking a lot of their plans as far as what they were trying to accomplish down in and down out. Kenny was certainly across and living across the line of scrimmage. Rashawn was relentless. I thought he did a great job as far as continuing to pursue, making sure that Murray was not comfortable. But I also think, you know, the Cardinals had a decent plan to try and get the ball out of Murray's hands early and often. It's not like there was a ton of seven-step drop stuff where the guys could just pin their ears back. So, and I do think, hey, you know, there will be tougher tests, but there was a bit of improvement from what we've seen so far this year. And I think a lot of it has to be looked at through the lens of, okay, they're trying to get to the quarterback, but they're also trying to contain him. They certainly kept Murray in check with his legs. I mean, he ran all over San Francisco, certainly didn't do that yesterday. That's a feather in the cap for the defensive front. Aaron Harper, what's up, man? Do you thinking 87 going three personal stuff? Aaron, I can usually discern what people are trying to say when they type these things that don't really make grammatical sense, but I got to admit, I'm lost on this one, buddy. Do you thinking 87 going three personal stuff? Do I think he's going through personal stuff? Probably. I mean, ultimately, it's none of my business. I mean, I talked about this on Watch Party yesterday. I'll reiterate it here. He was suspended. Team has dealt with it. Certainly, the guys have rallied around him. You saw the outpouring of emotion and love for him after his score, his first score yesterday, and pretty much throughout the game. They seem to be moving forward. I'm moving forward. If he is dealing with something personal, I hope it gets resolved. I hope he's in a good place. I hope he has people supporting him. Sure, feels like he does. But ultimately, it's none of my business. Much like any other guy going through whatever when he steps away from the football field, it ain't my business. Now, I wish the best for him. I certainly want him to be well. But man, that is for him and the team to talk about, deal with. Certainly not my place to speculate on. That's just me. Mike, what's going on, man? Mike, give any updates on Wyatt? We're going to need him Sunday. Really love 97 announcing to the world that he's still alive yesterday. Nothing new on Wyatt. We'll probably won't get any kind of injury updates until Wednesday. That said, Wyatt has not participated in a practice the last 2 weeks, not even limited. So I'd be surprised if he's available for the Texans game. Even if he is able to get on the practice field this week and participate in a limited capacity, I'd be shocked if he's out there against the Texans. So get ready for that. Uncultured, thanks, man. I wanted to pick Man U because of Eurotrip, but decades back, I followed Arsenal for a bit. Man, well, it sounds like it's in the past, so you can find the error of your ways and, you know, start rooting for Chelsea instead. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. The last three pack quarterbacks, when young, threaded needles and took risks, will be interesting to see how Love's growth evolves. Lots of no, 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 yes so far. Yeah, I mean, we certainly saw Aaron grow out of the I want to try and thread the needle down the middle of the field type throws, right? I don't know if we ever saw Brett evolve out of that. I mean, I present to you the very last throw he ever made as a member of the Green Bay Packers, or the throw he made to give the Saints the game in the NFC Championship game as a member of the Vikings. I don't know if Brett ever really got that out of his system, but it will. You are right that it will be fascinating to watch Jordan Love continue to develop and grow and see what he becomes. All right, everybody, I have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Thank you for your patience dealing with my audio nonsense. Please do me a favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.